It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a Football Friday here on 560 WQAM. I don't even know that.
Technically, it's our second one. Technically, it's not really a.
It's a pre-Football Friday. It's not a Football Friday. You know, that's not coming until we have Canes Gators in a couple weeks, Leroy. 2 weeks out.
Okay.
2 weeks out, baby.
I got to make sure I get my whiteboard and my. I told you I'm getting a whiteboard and I'm. I'm gonna have my whiteboard in the studio.
You're gonna draw stuff up?
No.
Oh, what's the whiteboard?
Make my picks. I'll draw stuff up.
Ah.
I do a lot of stuff. Show you how things work.
Yeah. I know how things work.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Football. Some would say football prowess. You know.
Bootleg scoop boogie.
Yep. Exactly, dude. Speaking of, you guys see that Marcos upset Odell Beckham Jr.?
Me?
Yeah.
Really
oh,
do.
God.
Well, I mean, we all remember that Marcos, what? Specifically on this show, was saying we have a Will Fuller situation with Odell Beckham Jr.
I mean, you saw him run, dude.
Well, it did not look good.
It can't be a Will Fuller situation because he ain't making $10 million.
Well, even still, I mean, he has responded on Twitter to some of these comparisons. There was a Dolphins Twitter account that actually also tweeted. It could be Marcos's burner for all I know. It could be at FrogboyFinn69. I mean, but this account said, is at OBJ pulling off another Will Fuller, or is he actually really injured? Thinking emoji? And then
the emoji is what set him off, right?
Oh, the thinking emoji is going to get you. But Odell Beckham Jr., this is, he says, hey, Marcos.
No, okay, hold on. I don't think he said that.
You're right. He said, hey, frog boy.
Oh, okay.
Just got to realize I get more likes and clicks with my name in a story than without it. People really be bored AF. Name a person who wants to work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and not get to do one thing they love. Please make that make sense. Get the facts straight and mind your biz.
Can I just say that little video that Beasley released did not do Odell any favors.
Yeah, which by the way, succinctly has been scrubbed from Twitter.
Yeah. And then after that, you know what video did come out, though? Odell on the slide, having fun on the slide.
He did look like he was having fun. It was bring your kid to work day yesterday.
Hey, can I just say this?
What a life.
I don't know if fans realize, right? Going down a slide is a lot different than playing football.
He looked like, it looks fun. I tell you what, that slide's got some giddy up to it.
No, it was very fast, actually.
But it's just amazing how people will come to the oh, he can do that, but he can't play football? I mean, yes! You idiot!
This fan responded to Odell saying, low key, we've been used before. We've been waiting for answers and been in the dark. And then Odell responds to this. Now, by the way, I have to log out to see this because I'm blocked by Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, okay.
For other reasons. This was years ago. Okay. Years ago. I don't remember what I remember what I tweeted to him, but I don't know why I tweeted it. I forget. Because one day I just was perusing Twitter and Odell was in the news. I'm like, why can't I see this? Anyway, Odell Beckham remain sensitive on Twitter, but anyway, he says, oh nice, yeah, I think just keep posting BS for clicks and it should definitely make the answers appear. Anyways, everybody over here know what's going on, the team and the people in the building. Time will tell what and how the rest of the story goes. Thanks for your concerns.
Very emotional, dude.
I think he's had it. Well, look, this has been a weird week because it starts with Tua, who is too honest. You know, they're trying to keep secrets. And Tua's like, he's not even running around yet. And he didn't say it in that tone, but we all knew how he was thinking it in his head when he said it.
Oh, now we go.
Not even throwing.
It's funny, yeah, you can figure out a lot of things, but you can't figure out nothing that is, doesn't agree with what you have to say.
I'm just saying, like, Tua was a little too honest. He was too forthcoming. He's like, he's not even running around yet. And then all of a sudden, everybody's, you know, comparing him to Will Fuller, like Frog Boy over here.
Wow.
And then, you know, now we get a video of him that's then all of a sudden deleted off Twitter, which it looks like he is struggling because he's not healthy.
I would just say this. The guy with the torn Achilles was moving better than him.
Yeah. A lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Also didn't collapse after a drill.
Yeah, but that was the end of you don't know what.
Could have just been the heat.
No, you don't know how much he did before that.
That was one. I heard.
If it was one.
I heard the, you know how you count out your reps sometimes? I heard the coach go, all right, one. And then he just collapsed. He collapsed at the end. You know?
Baby steps.
Doing what he could.
Baby steps, you know, you got to work your way. But yeah, he's obviously, I mean, look, he's probably frustrated at this point too, because, you know, I'm sure nobody likes, especially when you're a guy who is uber famous, right? It's not like you're not just a star, but you're a big time famous mainstream player. And you're not what you used to be, you know? And people are talking about it.
And haven't been for quite some time.
That's life.
Life comes at you fast.
Leroy's like, welcome to football, Odell.
Yeah, like...
No,
like,
this is a different thing, though. Like, but
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How can you say that about Odell, but not Aaron Rodgers, who's older and coming off a more serious injury?
I'm not saying that about Aaron Rodgers.
You know what I'm saying? That's my whole...
We have seen... You know, quarterbacks as far as like an elite weapon, like there is a longer shelf life for some quarterbacks.
Yeah, but not like I don't want to use Dan Marino, but does anybody remember?
Of course. Yeah.
But
of course.
Times have changed. The surgery has changed. So I'm not going to totally, you know, but come on, man. Like that's gosh, I don't know, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he doesn't go out there by week 6, week 7, I'll say even week 8, I'll give him half the season because we have depth at wide receiver, then this signing was a bust. And who the hell advocated for this more than me?
But I'm more than sure that it won't be a bust. They just get rid of him.
Yeah, waste of time.
That's how football works.
Waste of time, dude.
Dade South wants us to play the video of him going down the slide. This is him with his at the Dolphins facility.
Wow, look at that! Oh, and immediately up. All of a sudden, he's mobile. All of a sudden,
yeah, but that's a walk. You know, he's not really.
Again, only a non-athletic person would think that means
all we need to do is
be practicing.
Yeah, all we need to do is bring the slide to Hard Rock.
I wish he was able to pivot that well on a route. You see how he's able with a child in his hands. Just that's all hamstring, knee, quad. Don't know any other leg muscles, calves.
It's not exactly burst.
Nah. But still look better than that video. Just look how he pops up there. Slide up. Easy. Couple steps. That walk was faster than his run in that other video.
You want to impress me? Get up a ramp at Adrenaline Trampoline Park.
Okay.
You couldn't do it.
I know. Well, I'm not Odell.
All right.
That is a very fast slide, I'm not going to lie to you.
Beasley, my ears are burning.
What happened?
That's what he texted me.
Nah.
Hey, you know what you were doing, Bees.
Hey, man.
Scrubbed from the internet that video now. But that slide video making its rounds.
Yeah, well, the slide is fun. Mm. It's just, you know, it is concerning. And it's like, yeah, you know, I'm not saying it's a bust yet. We have plenty of time. But when you talk about the age, you talk about the injury past, the scrub video.
I just wish I would have knew, or I would have known, like, as we were acquiring him, hey, we're getting OBJ, but he probably won't be ready for, like, middle of the season. I feel like I was just slapped with this out of nowhere. Like, that's him? This is the guy? When I saw that video, I was like, okay, well, he won't be ready definitely by the start of the season. Who knows when he'll actually be ready?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows, dude? Who knows? And it's tough. Like, it's just tough because, yeah, he is a guy who's going to get a lot of attention about this, and it doesn't seem like it's gotten off to a great start with him loving attention being drawn to this.
Right.
You know, it's not like Odell is a guy who has had plenty of public spats on social media and things like that. You know, thankfully it's not in-house stuff. It's not like he's ripping the teammates or anything like that. He's just already annoyed by the fans questioning it. That's right. So take a break. Back more for this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, let's get a training camp report brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have you covered. Choose from tons of programs and learn from top-notch certified instructors. You get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. You ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I was kind of jealous. You know what I was yesterday? You know what job I think I would like? Tour guide. Tour guide looks like a fun gig. You know, like, I feel like the guy who was doing the heat tour yesterday, he was having a good time. You know, everybody was so excited. And I feel like I would like that gig.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to take his gig. I don't want to take his job. But I just would like to do that gig every once in a while.
Yeah, it felt nice. You were very kind to let other people get questions. I knew you knew all the answers to almost every question.
Oh, you embarrassed us, dude.
You know, someone had an answer.
We were in the heat locker room, and he goes, okay, does anybody know where Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James sat?
Yeah.
And this idiot Frogboy. No,
shoot or shoot, baby. Shoot or shoot.
You embarrassed us in front of an international audience. You had people there from all parts of the world to take a heat tour, which I got to tell you, I mean, that was a lot of people on that tour.
There was.
It was.
And apparently, they're all sold out.
And there were people waiting when we left.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there were people waiting. Yeah.
Apparently on the one tour beforehand, they almost saw Spo in the snack getting a snack.
Right? Spo and
that'd be so cool. Can you imagine if you got to see Spo like eating a PB&J like on the tour?
Yeah, just us hanging out like colleagues.
I like how the coaches have cubicles.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You think Caron Butler like throws paper airplanes over at Chris Quinn?
Yeah, that would be great. Like the old SportsCenter commercials, just a bunch of shenanigans going on in there. There was no shortage of mini basketball hoops, too. Every office space also had a mini basketball hoop.
I think there was no shortage of regular rims either.
Damn, there was not. Sure. We did not. We did see the Heat. They rearranged some things in the locker room. I did notice, though, from last year, boys. Ooh. I did notice that Khalil Ware, they have put next to Bam Adebayo.
Wow. Yep.
So, okay. And then it appears they have an intangibles wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say. Interesting move because who did they replace when they took Khalil Ware right next to Bam? Who was there previously?
Oh, let me think. Who was next? I think Jay Rich was in that locker, and he moved one over. Duncan Robinson was two over, and now it looks like
they got an intangibles wall now.
Yeah, he looked like he moved over to Love Love.
Wow.
And Pella Larson is on that wall, too. They did put Alec Burks over there.
All right. Cool.
You know.
Diversity. But yes, I was wrong. I assumed
they switched Alec Burks and Tyler Hero. Then I'd be like,
yeah,
the all intangibles wall.
Oh man, I thought that LeBron, Wade, and Bosch would want to sit next to each other. I don't know what I was thinking.
JFix says, wasn't Jimmy accident? No, Jimmy has Dwayne Wade's old locker. He sits. Yes. He sits by the door.
He also has a spare. I thought this was cool. Spare locker right next to him.
Yeah,
well, all the big timers get the spare locker.
That's cool. And did I hear correctly? Something about LeBron has two when LeBron
road lockers.
He has two road lockers as well.
He's LeBron.
That's cool.
he's LeBron. He has it's not surprising that he has two lockers, especially in that tiny ass locker room in the road locker. No, because they'll kick like the other guys, like the guys who are two-way guys.
Yeah.
Now the two-way guy is on the Heat. Excuse me.
Mm, wow. All right.
The two-way guys on the Heat.
Yeah.
They apparently have their own locker room, but they at the road they have to go down the hallway.
That's right.
Which ironically is a better locker room because they redid every room except for the road locker room.
Except for the road, yeah.
Guys, like, hey, Rook, do you got some shower? He goes, tough shower pressure, and he goes, not for me.
All good.
Feeling great.
I didn't like how close the ref's locker room was to the road media. Didn't think.
Oh, yeah.
Very close. Didn't like it.
Very. They're very, very strict about not going near the officials. They have a police escort.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
A lot of cops, too. Not just like one.
I need a police escort, too, after some of those calls.
Ed Malloy needs to be protected.
You and Jay Fig made us proud with the jump shot. Pretty good.
Yes.
It was a free throw. You know, it was a bit windy in there when I got the ball. I don't know if you guys it was a bit windy.
I was going to save it until Jay Fig was on screen. You know, we got to wait till like 12:45. I want to give her moment to shine.
Yeah, it was impressive, though. It was impressive.
But she did us proud. She came in there. She brought some buckets. It was tough sledding on that tour. It was a lot of misses.
Oh man. Yeah. And you know what? I had the Leroy commentary version right next to me, and I tell you what, it really was like a director's cut.
I may have had to call bank for the free throw, but here's my thing. Leroy, I took his advice. He's like, it's 10 feet. You got to hit it 10 feet. I was like, boom. Mm. Exactly. That's what I did. And then all of a sudden he goes, you think you can make, what did you say? You think you can make 10 out of 100 threes?
Yeah.
I think I could.
He said, now I'm 100% positive you can make
10. It's ridiculous. This is a ridiculous claim from you because if I just tweak it back a little bit, I'm at perfect range. I think I'm Swish City when it comes to these threes, top of the key. They call me top of the key Tobes.
Okay. So many nicknames. Although I do like that one. It's not bad.
What are you focused on right now, Leroy? You've not given us eye contact the entire segment.
Because I got a message saying I had to confirm my flight, and they had the wrong name on the ticket.
That's not good.
And I'm trying to fix it, but it keeps making me buy another ticket. And I'm like, I don't want to buy another ticket.
By the way, speaking of flights, I wanted to add this to, because you guys take flights often, I wanted to add this to the dartboard as we're getting ready to refresh for a new season.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of this new trend going around called raw dogging a flight?
Yes, I have heard about this. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
What is that?
That is enjoying a flight with.
But it has to be a certain length, right?
Yeah.
Is there a certain length that has to be considered raw dog, like 3 or more hours or something like that?
3 hour minimum for me. You're there on
what
a
is,
flight.
Wait, what do we? What is that? You just go.
Nothing. You basically just sit in your seat, stare at the back of the chair in front of you.
Yep.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I believe the only thing you could do is if they have like one of those live maps, yes, you can look at the live map. Look at the and live. That's called Raw Doggy.
Raw Doggy.
Just doing nothing?
Just nothing.
3 hours. Just looking.
Not sleep. Nope. No sleep.
Can't sleep.
Can't sleep. You're just staring.
Just there, dude.
Staring at
can't
it.
Can't look at your phone. Can't read anything. No entertainment at all.
Somebody going to ask for, you know, some issues. Somebody going to ask you if you need help.
Yeah. I would be like, man.
Well, because first of all, let me tell you, there was nothing more enjoyable for the few minutes I was up. Looking over at my boy and seeing him struggling in that middle seat.
Oh, that was bad last year.
He did everything from the tripod.
Oof. Look, that was bad.
He had the tripod going.
Yeah.
He just got so exhausted, he just put his head on it.
No, I completely get it. There's this thing that wraps around your head and wraps around the headrest behind you to like hang you. And like I was like, that's a great idea, but it looks so ridiculous. I would never just hanging forward with like this blindfold attached to my headrest. I can't do it. Can't do it.
El Mago says, "You want to raw dog your next flight? Try Blue Chew." I don't think that's what you want on the flight at that point, dude.
Point for
no way.
Witcher.
You get off the flight if you want a month for free. Go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code ShowPony.
ShowPony. Got to be flying off the shelf at this point.
But we're not doing that read for another hour, so pipe down, Al.
Please.
Pipe down.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's next.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You are.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
We got a weekend slate in front of us here, ladies and gentlemen. Football is right around the corner. But first, Leroy.
Yes.
Tonight, 7:10. Marlins Mets. Take your fancy?
Dude.
Tickle?
Minus one.
Why?
For keep trying to get me.
Minus one.
We're done with
fancy
that.
Not stop tickled. Asking.
Jake Berger?
Dude, you're instead dead. Of watching a Marlins game, I watch women's field hockey in the Olympics.
Did you?
Stop. Okay, that's where I am with that.
Wow. Huh. All right. You know, you're not the only one not happy with baseball right now, because at WFAN, our sister station, begrudging sister, we don't really claim her that much.
More like a cousin, like a distant cousin.
We're not that happy about it. But they are. This is sports radio in New York right here. They are beside themselves because the Mets, who are not Marlins bad, but I guess a disappointment for them. They
spend 10 times the money.
They spend a lot of money on people who don't play for them. They're not very good at spending the money.
Right.
They're not very good at spending the money, Leroy. But, you know, 62-59, you know, certainly not the year the Yanks are having or anything like that. But is that
the main reason why Mets fans are always so mad? Because they see the Yankees.
Inferiority complex.
Right. Okay.
Inferiority. Jets, too. I think it's the same thing with the Jets and the Giants, you know? Well, Giants have had a lot more stuff. Yeah, the Giants have had more franchise success, a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But this was on WFAN because they're mad because the Mets had Hawk Tua Girl throw out the first pitch.
No.
Aaron Judge and Juan Soto breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro. I can't take it. I cannot take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
I think I just want to talk about this the rest of the show.
I agree. Sounds like a great show to me.
So here's where it gets a little crazy for me.
I don't understand why he's so upset.
Baseball has always been the gimmick sport.
Yeah.
Like, they need to do things to get people to watch the slowest sport in our country. Right?
Who? Like, we don't do celebrity tip-offs or celebrity coin flips.
Right. You don't have to. There's action.
You do first pitches.
What about Bark at the Park? If they would have had Bark at the Park, he would have flipped out.
Baseball's a great promotion game.
Right.
That's what it's all for. The Marlins, honestly, the Marlins promotions this year,
pretty good.
You guys killed it.
Yeah. The
promotions department killed it. SpongeBob Day. Yep. My daughter wanted to go to Barbie Day. I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But they got Flanagan's Day. The Marlins, I mean, they pun intended, knocked promotions out of the park this year. It's just unfortunately the real home runs they didn't do much of.
And guess what? You know, the minor leagues are even worse. To get people to come to the games. So that's baseball.
They signed Tim Tebow just as a promotion.
Wait, but he is really having a fit over the first pitch?
Yep.
You know, there's a celebrity that usually does it every night.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, like, I don't get it.
We got Hawk Tua.
He was so angry. No one has said her name that angry.
Here's where you know somebody just mad, finding a reason to be mad. He compared Hawk Tua to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's not batting, dude.
Well, at the one point this year, the Grimace thing was known as like a rallying cry for the Mets.
Yeah,
because the Mets went on a huge run after Grimace threw out the first pitch.
Right.
And now he's mad about it. Now you're throwing Grimace under the bus there, WFAN. Right.
Never right. enough, huh? But
that's,
what if Hawk Tua starts a run?
Yeah.
You think about that?
Well.
What if they get on a little wild card run here at the end of the season and you're going to be like, it all started with Hawk Tua?
No, he'd do a Tobin and said that was a little TTL. Right.
Oh, man. All right, Leroy. Tomorrow at 7.
Yep. I want to see the guys play. I want to see Tua get some run.
Yeah. Fancy Tickled? Dolphins Commanders?
Yep. I watched more of the last preseason game than I thought.
Dude, well, the first half was very entertaining. The second half was death.
But that's where you find your gems.
But no, dude, there were no gems.
Yeah, I mean,
in that second half,
I tell you what, they didn't lose.
No, they didn't lose. Close. No. They were a toe away.
A toe away.
Well, I don't know. Raheem Morris. If Raheem Morris would have gone for overtime, he would have had to be banished. But I imagine he would have gone for two.
Right.
It was close, though. Tomorrow at noon, Leroy, a city you hate and a team you played for. Falcons, Ravens. Tickle your fancy?
Ooh, no. Mm. No, because
fancy,
like,
not tickled.
There's a couple of teams that, like, I'll watch the Dolphins because there's a couple of things I want to look for, right? But the Ravens, I might watch the Browns to see what Deshaun's doing. Mm. But the Ravens, we only want to see the Ravens in November, right? Same thing with the Dolphins, really. Everybody else is saying the same thing I'm saying about the Ravens.
Man, they're even more of a January team. Like,
right.
They handle the whole season. It's just...
Right. But it sucks because from one year to the next, there's no guarantee you're going to get back to that point. Right? I live that. And so, like, to just make these... You know, assurances with everybody that, Baltimore is going to be there again in the end. No, like, dude, football's a long season. And to just make the assumption that everybody who went to the playoffs last year is going to get better the following year, when statistically, what, there's three or four turnovers every year of teams that made the playoffs that won't?
4 to 6, yeah, for sure.
Right. So even knowing that, when we start the season, we put the same teams in the playoffs every year.
Leroy, at 1 o'clock, the Hard Knocks game, Bengals-Bears on NFL Network. Take your fancy.
1 o'clock?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Nah, I'm out, dude.
Fancy, not tickled.
What do you got going on?
Yard work or something. I'm sitting and watching.
You're not going to put that on the outside TV?
Oh. No. I gotta clean up my backyard a little bit, so I'll be out there.
Mm.
But that, here, I'm playing with fire. Because last time I went outside in this heat and I tried to wash my car, by the time I got done, I was seeing spots. So I'm going to be careful with how I work this backyard.
Leroy, at 4:25, the Leroy Horde preseason bowl. Vikings at Browns. Stick your fence.
You know,
Deshaun Watson, see where he's at?
You know, yesterday or this past week is exactly what I've told you guys about surgery, right? J.J. McCarthy went in there for a meniscus. You're like, oh, it's just meniscus. Doom, doom, doom. Out for the year.
Shut him down.
Right. So understand that even though you see something on the MRI and it requires surgery, you don't know the full extent of that until you go in there. And that's a perfect example. That's how all these tears happen. That's why when they say, oh, he should be back, certainly, you really don't know. No.
Nothing.
Stop.
Right.
You think I'm
no preseason football?
I'm watching the Dolphins. I'm not watching two preseason games.
Well, this afternoon. You got time at 4:25.
Fancy not tickled. I'm
watching football all day in the preseason. Are you what?
What about a little nightcap? Can I give you a little nightcap? Little nightcap?
No, at 7 o'clock, watching the Dolphins.
10 p.m.?
I would be concussed from watching preseason football by like 8:45?
10 p.m.?
No.
Cowboys Raiders?
No. No, because I don't feel like hearing Jerry Jones talk for a whole, because you know he's going to be on some mic somewhere.
I'm all in.
And all they're going to talk about is the three guys that aren't signed, and they got one guy holding out.
Don't Jerry Jones and Mark Davis hate each other? Isn't there like beef there? Because Mark Davis is kind of like on the outs of all the owners, and I feel like Jerry Jones is the king owner.
Well, he's taking over for his dad because his dad used to be the commissioner.
Yeah, I mean, but he's taking over his dad. Like, how long did Al Davis pass away?
He's been owner for a while. That was a while, but I'm just saying, like, maybe there's some carry over there because, like, the Raiders have always
been a renegade organization.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the Raiders, did you see that Nick Cage is playing John Madden?
What? I didn't think that was real. That's an actual thing. You know, you can't trust the internet. That's a real
I can't
thing.
Trust the internet. You know what? I just kind of ran with it. Is that not real?
I don't know.
How is he going to play John Madden?
I don't know. I thought that was real.
I see it right now. It's CBS Sports Reports. Nick Cage stars legendary NFL coach John Madden in upcoming biopic.
You think he's going to do the voice, or you think he's just going to be Nick Cage?
You know how much he was getting paid for Madden Football a year?
John Madden, the video game? No, I don't.
Let me tell you, not enough.
$25 million?
Okay, maybe it was enough then. But no, nowadays they've added a new mode that is a cash cow that I never really paid attention to until this college football game came out.
But the problem is that now it's not the actual game. You do it all online.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're kind of like redefining trading cards. Before, you used to go to a place, get a trading card. Cool, I have a Jerry Rice rookie card. Now you want that same rookie card, Jerry Rice, Barry Sanders, whoever it is, but you want it virtually, that you need to either grind or pay at least $40 to $100 at a chance to potentially get
You just know, like a, it's like a roulette NFT.
It really is. It's like fake currency. It's like you're buying Madden, but the exchange rate is crazy to get, you know, some of these Madden coins or whatever. You're spending literally $40 to $70, even though you already bought the game for $70. And it's just like, eh, maybe I'll get a level 83 Leroy Horde. But hey,
why did you like have such a rapport with John Madden? Like, it obviously. You know, the quote that you nailed
your career. Like,
you always had a rapport with John Madden.
Always, because for some reason, I was one of the few players who, I mean, he really liked me. I don't know why. We had conversations and we would just talk. And every time.
Tough.
And keep in mind, this only happened when I went to the NFC. He didn't do AFC games.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it only happened when I went to Minnesota. And they would talk to me, him and Pat Summerall. They would ask me questions and I would answer and he would just laugh. And I'm like, all right. Like, I never made anything of it. But then every time we'd do a game in the pregame, he would come and talk to me. He would, hey, what's up? What's going on? And then I would get all Madden and I'd get the little box of stuff. And I was like, wow, this is cool.
That's right. She's right there.
Yeah. So, like, I never really understood why, right? Because I was just being me. But, you know, he said, oh, that offensive line. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that. I said, I'd rather piss you off than piss off my offensive lineman. And he would laugh. Like, but I was being serious.
He's like, that's good.
Right. And, like, he's like, oh. But I never really understood it. And I explained my comment to them as to why I said that, right? But they just ran with it, and it never, the explanation of it never came out.
Yeah, it's not important. It's a gold line.
Right.
It's a gold line. It's great.
Right. And so that's kind of, you know, we just always hit it off. I don't know why. Sometimes it's just like coaches like certain players.
How they play it, whatever.
And I was like, I was one of his guys.
Too bad you didn't have that with Ron Pitts.
Oh, Ron. I know. I mean, if John Madden was doing that game, I would have got a standing ovation.
Oh!
Ron Pitts, he was like, man, hey, look.
I wonder
man.
What the feature game was that week.
It might have been the AFC. That was the AFC game. That's why.
Yeah.
Because it was home. It was home for Denver.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings most likely.
That's a bastard,
by the way, you know what the worst part about all that is?
How can he do that?
We literally scored on the next play. We scored on the very next play.
Such an ingrate.
I'm like, wow. And I'm telling you, I never heard this until, you know, well, leave it up to you.
Finally, Leroy, UFC 305. Tomorrow night, Israel Adesanya tries to become a three-time middleweight champion, regaining his belt against Dricus du Plessis, a true grudge match. These guys hate each other. Tears were flowing today at the press conference.
Yeah, what? I need more information on that.
Because somebody's not a true African.
That's right.
Is that why he was crying? I need to know.
I can't. Somebody crying at a press conference. Is he ready to fight?
I don't know. Normally, if a guy's that emotional, I'm a little worried.
Who's the boxer who started crying in the middle of the ring?
Oh, man.
He just started crying and quit fighting.
I don't know. Yeah, who was that?
See, I can't trust this. The last time, like,
heavyweight championship, he just stopped fighting and started crying.
That was
having him.
Was it a boxing or UFC event? I think it was a UFC event. Remember, there was a guy who Tobin, you had
mentioned. Oliver McCall.
Yeah.
That's the guy who cried?
Yeah, Oliver McCall. He just started crying. They said he was maybe had a little help.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Kind of find out why. But
yeah,
crying.
Aussie card gets going. UFC 305. Fancy tickle?
Yeah. Yeah. I hopefully I can, you know, when is this
fancy is tickled.
Well, it's a normal time. It's going to be for them. It's at whatever, 10 a.m. to noon. I guess by the time Izzy and DDP fight, it'll be like noon Australia time Sunday. We will, but it's a normal U.S. card.
So it's 12 o'clock our time.
Yeah, midnight-ish.
I commit. I got so many bills where I've said, ooh, I'm watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to sleep and...
I gotcha. I'll send you a...
Wink. We call that... Wink. We call that the winky link. Wink link.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Back after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.